Now, Carla, you have your own website.
Yes. When I first came to Japan, I didn't learn languages because actually I'm quite terrible at learning languages, but
Me
I'm
too.
very interested in culture. And Japanese traditional culture is fantastic. So little by little, I got interested in butsudan. Now, butsudan are Buddhist family altars, which the Japanese use in two ways. They pray to Buddha by kneeling in front of them, but they also keep family memorabilia. That's like wedding certificates, graduation certificates, photographs, postcards from interesting places. They keep all these in the butsudan, and they communicate with the ancestors this way. So they have a kind of dual purpose. But truthfully, I'm not particularly interested in Buddhism, and I'm not interested in the finished butsudan because it's a little bit garish and not at all the way I imagine the understatement of Japanese culture. But the making of them is fantastic, and the traditional old-fashioned ways of craftsmanship are going out because Japanese craftsmanship is very expensive, and it can be made in China, Vietnam, Taiwan, Korea, much cheaper than they can be made in Japan. So a lot of the traditional craftsmen are just not finding the work anymore. No new apprentices are training for the job, and it's difficult to find butsudan that are made in the traditional way. A traditionally made butsudan could cost as much as 20 to 30 million yen.
Wow.
A butsudan made in China and imported into Japan and sold here could sell for about 3 million yen. That just gives a ratio
Yeah.
of the relative price. There are three woodworking crafts, two metalworking crafts, and two lacquering crafts that go into the making of a butsudan. So my aim really is to document the traditional craftsmanship before it's completely gone. And no one has ever done this in English before, and it's hardly been done by the Japanese because it's one of these things that Japanese craftsmen really don't talk about amongst themselves. So it's all kind of, it's not as if it's secret, it's just that they have different vocabulary for the same thing. They do things in slightly different ways. They just never talk about it. When they train an apprentice, they don't say, do this, do that, the way we do in the West. The apprentice just has to watch the master and copy. So for many things, they don't even have words for them. So it's been quite interesting to document that.
Wow. Sounds good. Well, we'll have your URL on the bottom, and people will have to go and check out your
Yeah,
website.
that would be good. I'd like that. It's being made now. It's not quite finished yet.
Oh, okay.
But little by little it will be, and if anybody's interested, it's more of a resource than something that you would sit and read. But you might be interested in the drawings. Friend does the drawings, and I did the photos and the text. And it's quite ambitious, I think.
Okay, well, thanks.